The Gemara in Berachot Dav Vav teaches that anybody that designates a set spot for where he prays, so he has besides a better chance for his tefillot to be answered. But it says Elohe Avraham be'Ezro, that the God of Abraham is at his aid. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as halakha in Siman Saddi, halakha Yutet. Maran writes, Yikba makom netfilato. A person should designate a place for his prayer. Shelo yishanehu, that he should not change it. Im lo letzorech. Ve'endai b'ma sheyikba lo bet hakneset tetpalel. It's not enough that you designate a synagogue that you pray in. Ela gam bebet hakneset shekabu haba. Even in the designated synagogue that you pray in, Sarik Shielo Makom Kavua, he has to have a designated spot. The Kafahim brings down an interesting reason for this. He says because the tefillot are like the korbanot. Tefillah is avodah. And we know in the Beit HaMikdash, each korban had a specific spot where the Mizbeach was, where it was able to be brought. You cannot bring a korban in any given area. It has to be in the designated spot in the Beit HaMikdash. So too, tefillah must be in a designated spot. And then he brings down from the Ruach Hayim, Kol HaKoveya Makom Netfilato Zoche Shelo Yigle Memekomo Ve'yeh Tamid Shochen Bemekomo. And anybody that sits in a designated spot and doesn't move from his spot in the synagogue when he prays, it's an insurance that he will not be exiled out of his place. Meaning he'll always live in his community, he'll live where he's supposed to be, he'll never be thrown out. Furthermore, the Kafahim brings down, even in a person's home, if he has to pray at home for whatever reason, he should have a specific set area where he prays. Shelo yebalbeluhu b'nei habayit, a place that where his household will not interrupt him. Furthermore, the Kafahim writes, if a person, you know, one day sits over here and one day sits over there and one day prays in a different synagogue, so it says, "Hamashchitim shenibreu mitipei keri shel adam." Those damaging spirits or beings that are created from a person's sins, they come vechotfin otat tefillah lepanasatahem. They come and they steal that prayer for their sustenance. Umizonotahem. So therefore, praying in a designated spot also ensures that our tefillot do not get robbed from the other side. Last but not least, the Kafahim does say that in the front of the synagogue, and the synagogues that have, let's say, a dais, or they have, let's say, an elevated spot in front of the synagogue by the Hekal, he writes that Enu ra'uy lishev tok dalet amot shel hechal, rak hachamim ba'ale Torah mele'im mitzvot karimon. Only those people that are worthy, hatamidei hachamim, should sit at the dais at the front of the synagogue, next to the hechal, ve'lo ame ha'aris shehem b'nei gehinam. And not the ignoramus, not the ama'aris. Last but not least, he quotes from the Magen Abraham that when we say that one should pray in the same spot, it doesn't mean the exact same spot. He says within four amot. So long as you're within, let's say, a 6-foot radius of the spot that you normally pray. Again, I should point out, when we say pray, it means amidah. When it says tefillah, it specifically means the amidah should be in that spot. So one has a 6-foot range, let's say, but it's something that definitely we should be careful with, not only in the synagogue, but also in the house. What's the